Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, Alan, one of the emerging phenomenons that we've been seeing out of California these days is just an increasing number of a lot of blends. Not all of them are your classic Bordeaux blends either, but just a lot of really interesting blends. And I know you've been looking at this for a while.
Yeah, I think what happens is that you have some excess production that you buy from somebody else, or you got some leftover stuff from your regular lines. So you get creative. And I think a really good blending winemaker is worth his weight in gold, because it's a case of making a silk purse out of a sow's ear sometimes. You can make some wonderful things. And they're usually pretty reasonably priced.
Well, yeah, I would agree with you there. And since I'm also a very large fan of the pig, and then anything that you can do with a pig to me is typically really good. So tell us how we make the first out of a sow's ear here.
All right. This is a pretty good one. It's called Open Range California Red Wine. 2010, costs $14. Very, very pleasant little wine. They didn't tell you what the grapes were, so it becomes kind of a guessing game. There's some blueberry notes. I thought, maybe that's Carignana, and some black raspberry. I thought, well, maybe that's Zinfandel. And some high-toned black chocolate. I thought, maybe that's Syrah. So it's a fun game to play. A nice, easy-to-like wine, $14. It's a nice deal.
That's easy to like.
Here's one that really did impress me. It's called Austin Hope's The Troublemaker. And maybe they had trouble blending. I don't know. Or they gave it to that ratty kid that was always giving him a hard time.
Right.
And he did a great job of blending. Non-vintage from California, $19. The back label says intensely rich, velvety smooth, sneaky good. Yep.
Okay, that works for me.
That's about what's going on here. And this wine featured some nice, sweet fruit flavors that include intense ripe black plum, ginger snap cookies, which is kind of a nice thing, and sweet black coffee. A lot of wine for the money, and this was just a lot of fun. A very, very good job of blending. Here's one that impressed me, and it's been around for a few years. It's Chateau St. Michel's Indian Wells Red Blend from the Columbia Valley, 2010, $16. It's exactly what you would expect from the Columbia Valley, where you have more sculptured, slightly leaner wines, a little bit more definition. They're not big and blousy like a California wine.
Right.
And this was just a lovely blend. Merlot, Syrah mostly are dominating it, and a few other things left over.
Sure.
At $16 or
so. That sounds like a good buy.
A very, very good buy. Very, very nice indeed. And finally, from Mill Brandt Vineyards, the Brothers Blend, Columbia Valley, 2011. And this was just a nice one again. Unknown varieties, but Syrah is probable in this because it came off to me as something that was reminiscent of the Côte d'Aron.
Okay.
So kind of a Côte d'Aron light. Again, a good burger and pizza wine at $17, it's not bad.
You know, I'm always really fascinated by looking at sort of this new wave of happening in the California blends, because for so long they were just focused on single varietals.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they began to loosen up a little bit, it was just all the classic blends.
Yeah.
And so now, I mean, maybe partly market driven because they've got fruit that they got to get rid of. but it's pretty interesting watching all of this develop.
Yeah, I think that's a very good guess that there is a lot of good juice floating around.
Yeah.
And Hugh, we're going to put all of these picks on the website, wypr.org. Go to programs, look up Seller Notes, and you can see what we're recommending. And one of the things we're doing is we're putting little tiny notes about each wine to help you remember. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.